Time, they sit down and you can see the sparkle in their eyes. They've committed themselves to each other. They've made that decision and they're going to walk that path together. But what is even more amazing is when I meet people who have been married 50 years and they've still got that little sparkle in their eye and they've still got that love for each other. And it's still there, and that same spark that's taken them all the way through. And that is not because they've had an easy life together necessarily, and certainly in some stories I've seen couples with great joy who have been through great hardship. And it's the same with Christians. When Christians first come to know God and the Spirit comes in them, they're full of joy and they sparkle, and you can really see that something's happened in their life and they sparkle. But even more amazing is when you see somebody who's been a Christian 50 years and they've been through great many things and they've still got that love for God, that commitment to God, that resolution with God, and it's still there after 50 years. What is it that keeps them going, keeps that twinkle in their eye, that sparkle in the marriage, the sparkle in their faith? Well, maybe we can learn something from David, because this song, which we had just a few verses of today, is from a man who has been through great trouble and great difficulty, and yet here he is proclaiming God as this solid rock. He's in there, and the Bible says he's a man after God's own heart. And he's still there, going through all this difficulty. And if you remember, he faced the giant Goliath. Then he faced many armies along the way. And then the king that he so faithfully served decided to betray him and in the end tried to even kill him. And he still never turned from him. And then here we are at the end of his life and there's a whole lot of new things going wrong in his family and all sorts of things which I don't want to go on here. And we see that verse 1, it says, David sang to the Lord the words of this song when God delivered him from the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. This is not when the hand of Saul came. So he's clearly sung this song on more than one occasion. And some of these words come up in the Psalms again and again and in other places. So this is something that David has rooted in his life. This thing that he begins to say. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. Verse 3, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge. So maybe there's something in there that we can learn from. I grew up by the sea in Devon, and I remember when there were mighty waves come crashing in. I used to drive down, go down to the beach, and I would watch these mighty waves crashing down onto the rocks. And even the mighty waves, which terrified me, would just be smashed to pieces on the rocks because the rocks held firm. They did not move. And if we see in verse 5, this same picture, do you see that? Clearly David is acknowledging the difficulty he's going through. Verse 5, the waves of death swirled around me, the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. And this is a picture of the water crashing onto the rocks. But the rock holds firm. We also, because we live next to the sea, we had a little boat as well. And I remember going out on that boat sometimes when it was rough and the whole boat would thing and then crash back down into the sea. And I didn't feel safe then when I was in our boat. And the slightly embarrassing thing is that the first time we took this boat out, we sunk it, bringing it into the shore because we couldn't handle the waves. But the rocks were solid. Now, there's something there. We so often think we want to be out on the waves, on our own, where we're in control of our boat. But the rock is very different. I want to play you a little story. Some of you may know this story, but I've never actually heard the original transcript of what went on. I want you to picture the North Atlantic Fleet led by the second biggest boat military ship in the world, an American aircraft carrier, followed by a fleet of many others going to the Iraq war. And they are having a conversation, first of all, what they think is a Spanish boat is coming up towards them and warning them that they're going to collide. And this is a conversation between that fleet and this Spanish. You have to see, it's untranslated because the original, I've got the original in Spanish. Some of it gets a bit fruity, just to warn you, but it's still worth seeing the amazing what happens between, well, see for yourself. Isn't it beautiful? There's no doubt that when it comes to a ship and a rock, there's only one winner. And David decided to put his hope not on a ship which is movable, however mighty that ship is and the fleet that goes with it. The rock wins. And we have to decide in life whether God is going to be our rock. I had a conversation with somebody recently who, when they were talking about their faith, they said, well, I'm a 20% Christian. I looked at him and said, there's no such thing. You're either 100% Christian or a 0% Christian. It is not something you can have a percentage of. Just as in marriage, you can't be 20% married. You're either 100% married or 0% married. You can behave 20% married. You can behave 20% Christian, but you can't be 20% Christian. And you need to decide where you are. When I came to faith 27 years ago now, I remember, and I became a Christian in a different way than most people. I kind of just bumped into God and he introduced himself. And I had this incredible experience of powerful experience of God. But I hadn't gone through the process of deciding whether God was my rock. So I spent a year doubting, questioning, is this something I imagined? Is God real? Is this true? Am I just making this up because this is something I need? Or is God real? Is he my rock? And after a year of doubting, I just went, I'm done. I'm done with doubting. God is real. He's shown himself to be real. I need to get on with life as God is my rock and not to be budged from it. And I then from that point, and actually very shortly after that, I left my job and joined a missionary organization. And in life, I'm not saying we shouldn't have doubts. I'm not saying we shouldn't question God. I'm saying we need to decide whether God is my rock no matter what. At some point, you need to nail your colors 100% on God or not. You can't spend your life being a lukewarm, half-hearted Christian. You need to put all your hope into God or not. You need to decide. It is up to us. And it was interesting listening to Di's prayer that she prayed earlier. She said, I don't understand this, but you are God. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's saying you won't always understand God. And David, God did things to David which you think, why did you do that, God? But he didn't say, why did you do that? He proclaimed this truth. You are my rock. You are my salvation. He didn't say, why did you let this happen to me? Why are you doing this, God? He went, you are my rock. You are God. You see, the danger is that we become like the captain of that American Things and we're going, get out of my way. I think I know best. But let me tell you, the rock knows best. And while we can have our doubts and bring them to God, maybe it's a time in our doubts and our uncertainties, in our health or our circumstances, not to say why, but to say, God, you are my rock. And stop going, oh, I'm not sure if you're in this, God, do you even exist? But make that choice. Is God your rock or not? As for me, I don't want to be in a boat tossed by or even a mighty fleet. I want to be in a rock. So when the waves crash against it, I cannot sink because my feet are on a rock, not on my own pride or my own thing. And even good things in our lives, like our families, like our workplace, like our best friends, they can all let you down. The king who held by David gave him all this status, turned round and tried to kill him. But David said, you are my rock. And he proclaimed it. He just proclaimed it. And we see that. And then he was able to say these last words from verse 7. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. You see, it's no good saying, well, I'm feeling a bit lonely today, so maybe I should get married or maybe I should commit myself. You get married and you take it till death do us part. That's the way it works. And it's the same with God. You nail all your colors and you say, God, I'm going to you. I'm keeping strong with you until the end. And when troubles come, you've got your relationship with God and you know he's the rock. So you look not on circumstances, but you look to the rock who is God. Now, it's okay if you have not yet decided whether God is your rock or not. But don't go through your life as a 20% Christian. It doesn't work that way. Decide today, tomorrow, or just spend some time making a decision. Is he going to be your rock? And when circumstances challenging come your way, and I've lived in this very week, where I was feeling very broken in what had happened here, and I turned to God and I simply said, "You are my rock." And I felt God meet me in there and this peace come upon me. But I decided he was my rock 26 years ago. And I've been through some very difficult times with God. But I don't doubt his existence at all. That's just where I am. I don't doubt his faithfulness despite circumstances seem to have looked that way. Sometimes it's felt not felt God's love, not felt his strength. But God is my rock, come what may. Because the waves will come and we have to decide whether we're going to stand on the rock or whether we're going to go in our own boat. We've got control of our boat. We steer our boat. But we don't steer the rock. We stand on the rock. And we need to decide which we are going to be. Which are you going to choose in your life? The rock or the boat? We're going to watch a song now, and I just invite you to sit and listen to the words. You can close your eyes or the words will come up on the screen. And on this, about God being our rock, and on it, it's got a boat being tossed around in the sea. But God is our rock. So let's let this be our prayer. And you can in your own decide, maybe you want to at this time, and I don't mind if you go away and go, "I'm going to decide when I go home whether I want God to be my rock." Don't feel the emotion of it. You have to decide now because it's a decision for life. Or maybe you want to make it during this song, depending where you are. So let's watch this video.